Last week, by a 6-4 vote, the Anchorage Assembly approved an ordinance allowing municipal employees to participate in charity events while on duty. To do so, the employees would need written authorization from the Assembly, the mayor, or one of his designees. Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson sponsored the ordinance as an amendment to the Municipal Ethics Code, which prohibits the use of city personnel and equipment for private events. The administration's strict interpretation of the Ethics Code could impact several charities, perhaps even the United Way's payroll deduction procedure for municipal employees. But it's the firefighters' annual Fill the Boot campaign for muscular dystrophy that has received the most attention. For over three decades, on the Friday before Labor Day weekend and the Muscular Dystrophy's national two-day telethon, off-duty and on-duty firefighters, partially dressed in their gear and with fire trucks parked nearby, have appeared on some of Anchorage's major intersections seeking contributions from motorists. That participation would now be limited to off-duty personnel only and without equipment. The veto came just minutes before the Tuesday 5 p.m. deadline and was not altogether unexpected. Last Wednesday, the day after Assembly passage, Mayor Sullivan described his reservations concerning the Ethics Code amendment. Yesterday's written veto announcement reflected those same thoughts.
My concern is that it may have created a certain expectation that now a group can just run to the Assembly or to the mayor and get a waiver, if you will, of the Ethics Code. And I think there still is some concern about that because, I mean, do people really want the Assembly picking winners and losers and who gets to use municipal resources?
Sticking to the standard of the existing code, he said, avoids that dilemma. Sullivan was on the Anchorage Assembly when in 2007 it rewrote and passed the existing Municipal Ethics Code. He said the Assembly amendment goes against the code's intent.
I think we also reflected the sentiment of the public in that I think as we developed the Ethics Code and when we took this to community councils and discussed it, that I think the sentiment was overwhelming that the taxpayer doesn't particularly want to see his money or her money go to personnel for something other than the job they were hired to do. And I think that's a very strong sentiment in this community.
We're certainly devastated. The Anchorage Fill the Boot has been a tradition since the 1980s here in Anchorage.
Sabrina Hoppus is executive director of the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Alaska. She had just learned of the mayor's veto. Hoppus says they will still hold the Fill the Boot campaign, but she worries that the restriction of only off-duty firefighters with neither gear nor trucks will fall into a national pattern.
What we found in places where they have no longer been able to use on-duty crews and therefore no longer able to use the fire trucks and the ambulances that help create so much awareness and safety is that the funds raised during Fill the Boot events can decrease by up to 60%, which is a huge impact on the families that we are providing services to here in the state.
The firefighters normally raise about $115,000 from the Friday afternoon event. The Assembly could override the mayor's veto and restore the amendment. However, that would require 8 of 11 members to join in the effort. So far, Sullivan's vetoes have all stood against any Assembly action. In his written veto announcement, the mayor said the administration will further clarify the Ethics Code, making use of municipal personnel and equipment in community events like parades and festivals allowable in most situations. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.